Well, congratulations, Coach.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, what a defensive effort for the Bears. You know, you got to be lucky, and, you know, they missed quite a few shots, obviously, but I thought that we contested the majority of their shots from the outside. We really eliminated the majority of their penetration, you know, with Harlow Miller in the middle. Like I said afterwards, you know, I asked all the kids to stay with this, Tom, at the beginning of the year. I really did back in November. And I just told them to trust the course because it's a journey. It's long. I mean, this is long. Maybe it's just because I'm old. It felt like it was 8 months. But, you know, this is what it's about. I just said to the girls, you know, for the experience to get to experience the state tournament for girls, to me, is for the game of basketball in Iowa is the best thing there ever is. You know, it's funny because today in Putin, what we started was 6-on-6. So that's what we're doing. You know, so it's, this is pretty special. I'm just pretty happy for these kids.
Coach, you opened up a 14-1 in that second quarter. Talk about that, man. That separate yourself out of
it. Yeah. You know, it was defense, though, Tom. We weren't giving up offensive rebounds. I don't know how many turnovers we have. What did you have us down for? 37?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Well, the only reason why I say that is we were getting multiple stops, but we weren't doing anything with it. And we talk about trying to get 3 stops in a row. When you can do that, you got to make them pay offensively. And I didn't think we were doing that. And at the end, we just got stagnant. You know, we just very lethargical, probably because of me. You know, I wish that we didn't have a shot clock for the last 3 minutes. If I could just eliminate it for Ben, it'd be great. But no, I was just very proud of these kids.
Well, now you get set for next week, and you've been there and done that before, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy this. Yep, this is, you know, having a daughter, also, it's bittersweet for an old fat father like myself. It is, you know, I always want my kids to experience some of the things. I had Mitch Osborne as a coach that I still look up to this day, that I talk to, and I know that he'll have a text message for me. He always does. The experience he gave me as a kid is what I want to give to kids in return. And this is just awesome.
What a question. Great effort. Coach, I'll let you get somewhere. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. You bet. Thank you, Tom.